Evening to each one of you. I will say I'm better with faces than names. Apologize for those I asked two nights or so in a row what their name is. Maybe you can just, if you approach me, just say your name right off and then it won't be embarrassing. But yeah, there's a lot of people get to know. I'm looking at your church directory, trying to get a little familiar with some of you, but never was so good at it, that good at it, and it's not as, if I was here for a month, I'd get to know a lot of you, and it's pretty good, I suppose, and maybe you get to know me better, too. Someone said something about you, usually maybe something for the youth on Saturday night. Well, I didn't hear that. Down our way, it's Friday night. So some night have something for the youth and decided to do it. So tonight's the night. And I've seen a fair amount of youth, so. And this message, I hope, is a message of encouragement. Not lecturing you, but a message of encouragement to you, because I think our youth need it. Youth, every generation, it's a lot of, it can be a very troublesome time. Parents, too. But, you know, youth, there's a lot of the future hold for me, and trying to work through all that can be just really rough. So, I'm probably not the best one to speak to the youth, but hopefully what to share will be an encouragement to you. Titled the message, Remember Thy Creator. Ecclesiastes 12, and we'll be reading it after a while, some from there. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1 says, Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Today's world, our lives are very cluttered with things and trouble that have a way of distracting us from keeping our focus on our. And it's important, I believe, that we remember we were created not just to please ourselves, but to bring honor and glory to God the Father, his great name. And Romans brings out that in Romans 15, I think, verse 3, come to please himself. He came, but he came to give his life for us. Does that mean something to you tonight? I hope it does. I think the witness of the church is greatly enhanced when it is blessed with God-fearing youth. Your life and actions are being watched by many in our world today. And I have spent many years in construction. Well, I guess I started working with my dad when he did it and did little things when I got big enough to do that. Been in it all my life. And over the years, they would be watching. Sometimes we didn't even know they were watching, make comments. I had people come up and make comments. And I don't think, for the most part, they're as impressed with 40, 50-year-olds or working together on a job. But I think they're more impressed with the young men, seeing them out there working together, doing their job well, seeing their zeal for the work, their knowledge of the work, their peaceably laboring together. When many in the youth aren't like that, and this is different. I had one guy, they were doing some surveying, and they were around there, and he stood over there, and he was acting funny, I thought. Why is he acting like he is? He just couldn't hardly believe something. And finally, he had to say something. He said, you all, you're not got a radio blaring. You're not cussing. And he just went on and on. He couldn't believe. This guy was probably maybe in his 30s, 40s. Anyway, he couldn't believe what he was seeing, because that wasn't what he was used to seeing on a construction site. And I don't know, we didn't have spend much time talking there, but their working together had made an impression on him. Yeah, many are today are not responsible, maybe say lazy, troublemakers, dishonest. So we leave more of an impact sometimes than we realize just laboring together like that. You are before many giving a witness. I believe you're giving a witness to the spiritual strength or weakness of our homes and churches by your conduct. And as parents, I think we need to remember that our children seldom show a greater zeal for spiritual things than we do. It's easy for me tonight to tell you youth, remember thy Creator. Put God first in your life. But what example am I? Often our youth, our children, are a reflection of us older ones or of their parents. Yes, I know everyone has a choice to make themselves. And each one is personally accountable to God. God has made that clear in His Word. Each one will be held responsible for their own actions. But I hope that we, as older ones, set a good example for our youth. I hope the message tonight will encourage each of you youth here to stay true to your commitment to the Lord. Stay true in the prime years of your life. Don't wait to old age. Stay true in a time of much change. Stay true in a time of great prosperity. Stay true in a time of much evil. Stay true in a time of multiplied troubles. How sad the heart of God is when He looks down and sees that His people have forgotten Him. In Genesis 6, in Noah's day, God looked down upon the wickedness of men and saw how men had forgotten Him. It says in verse 6, it grieved Him at His heart. And I had to think back. My wife, my daughter had started. She left for time of service. And my wife was babysitting, and this one little girl, her mom, she had done something. She was misbehaving, and her mother told her that when we do bad things, it hurts God's heart. The little girl had to cry over that. Tonight, when we forget God, when we take our own way, and we turn from His ways, it touches His heart. I do believe it does. Scripture would bear that out. He feels the pain of that, of being rejected, His great love for you being rejected. And I'd like to read now from Ecclesiastes 12, 1 to 7. Ecclesiastes 12, 1 to 7. And when some of what we see here is things that fall upon us in old age, and they're not, trust me, what I've observed, what I already feel is not always the most pleasant. And O youth, remember thy Creator in the prime of life. God has always expected and required the first fruits. Let's read these first seven verses, then we'll go on with this. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be broken, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sun is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Wherever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it is, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Let's say God has always expected and required the first fruits. In Exodus 13, Verse 2, we see that the firstborn was to be his. Sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Whosoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both man and of beast, it is mine. God doesn't want us to wait and give him our leftovers. He wants the first fruits. God wants us to give ourselves to him in our youth. Years, so that there's years of full of fruitful service for him. Someone had said this: how shall we behold the face of our blessed Jesus if we do not remember him in the days of our youth? If we dedicate to the devil our lovely young years and offer unto him nothing else but the dregs of our loath old age. God desires and also deserves the best, does he not? It is true that God can use us, I believe, in a mighty way, even in the sunset years of our life. And I want to recognize that. And a person that maybe doesn't come to God till late in life, if they're open to his work and leading, they can do a lot yet. But what about the years before? The wasted years, wasted opportunities, they cannot be redone. They're gone forever. They're lost. And how great that loss is at times, a loss that we can't really measure for some. Youth have strength to go. They're hard to wear down. I remember one of my sons, he was very energetic, and he would act like he was tired when he got done the day's work, and he'd come home, he'd sit in the chair, and it wasn't but a few minutes, he just had to do something. He just couldn't stand to sit there. He had to do something. Well, that's not me anymore. I don't know if there was quite like that, but as much anyway, but it's not me anymore. They have an endurance level some of us older ones can only dream about, or maybe remember a little bit what it was like. But I can remember an older man, he actually was a member of the Hepzibah congregation, and he did some cabinet work later on in his life there. I got him to build a vanity for in our bathroom, replace the vanity. It was in there, got kind of bad. And I can still remember, he was a very particular man, and he'd gotten down, he'd make some adjustments to the drawer or something. He got down on the floor, and he had some arthritis. He was still could do good work, but he had some arthritis, and his fingers kind of twisted up. And I could see it was getting a little hard to get up off the floor, and I tried to help him. No, he said, I'll get it. And he did a little spin around, and he got up, and he just looked at me, and he said, I can still do a good day's work. And he was, you'd have to know him, but he could be joking, and you didn't know it. And I thought, oh, okay, whatever. And he looked at me a little longer, and he said, it just takes me 3 days to do it. I thought that was pretty good. So I'm approaching that myself. Well, youth usually have good health. They usually have good eyesight. I know this is not always across the board everything, but good hearing, clear mind, strong backs, still have the original teeth, seldom need a doctor, or don't have to be taking a bunch of pills to keep things going. Physical health is a great blessing from God, but spiritual health, a lot of emphasis is put on physical health, and we need to take care of our bodies, but often we neglect taking care of spiritual needs. Spiritual health is of much greater importance in our lives. And in our youth, we're laying a foundation that you will continue to build upon later in life. If you've ever been in construction, you know the importance of a good foundation. And sometimes inspectors can be just pretty hard on you. Now you got to dig deeper. You got to get rid of that. And you got to go down further, get more solid ground. And you don't want to do it. You just want to pour the concrete and get started. Well, often what they require is a good thing. So you're laying a foundation that you will continue to build upon later in life. And in construction, the higher The structure, the deeper and stronger must be the foundation. Some have built houses large and costly, used expensive materials that were available to them, laboring hard to build a beautiful home to live in, only to maybe a few years later find out the foundation is beginning to settle, cracks are beginning to appear within and without. And there's nothing sadder than seeing a beautiful structure and the foundation, it's a poor foundation and things are breaking up. That can get really expensive to try to even fix it if you can fix it. Well, the structure may appear beautiful today, and we may be impressing others, but how is the foundation? It's important, youth, that you begin early in life beginning with a good foundation. You can't have a good foundation without a personal commitment and relationship with Jesus Christ. Remember that. If you don't have a personal relationship and a commitment to Him, you can't have a good foundation. You can't have a good foundation without a desire to know truth and a commitment to follow it, no matter what it may cost you. There's some people say, well, yeah, I believe this, but when they put it really come down to it, they don't hold true. Some builders, when a bad foundation causes cracks, they go for the quick fix. You know, they would try to fix it up, make it look good so they can sell it. Patch it up, you know, try to hide it. Make it look good to the eye, but it doesn't take long, the cracks reappear. But a good builder will work, if it does happen, he works to get to the bottom of the trouble. He sees what is needed to make that repair, a repair that will hold. The repair, yes, will be costly, but he knows it's worth the price to save the structure. Tonight, youth, if you have a foundation problem, you can caulk and you can plaster, you can whitewash, and all your labor will be of no use. Collapse around you because of failure to fix the foundation. Years ago, a company I did work for, I saw them down there. I heard that they had, I think it was a brick home, if I recall. That's how they saw it, was a crack in the brick. And they knew they had to, the house wasn't done yet. They had to fix the problem, and they were down there digging and digging and digging along the foundation and backside of the house, I think it was, where the crack had appeared. And they brought truckload, and probably 8 yard, if y'all know anything about concrete trucks, back then it was probably about 8 yards. And they brought truckload after truckload in there and just poured and poured and poured. I thought they had went a little overboard, but they wanted a fix that would hold and not have to be redone. Sometimes we try to put a foundation down over some trash or roots. We don't want to take time to root it all out. And soon the cracks appear. And how many, I had to think, how many often we fail to remove or deal with some pocket of sin in our lives, and we spend years trying to fix up the damage it causes us. I believe youth who are excited about serving God, youth who have a good foundation, draw the attention of others, and can be a challenge to even older faithful Christians. I know one young man years ago who in his life inspired his parents to a closer walk with God. And they were in a church that was losing out spiritually, and because of his commitment, they joined with a church that was a more disciplined church. They gave them the spiritual help they needed in their lives, but it was through him that he encouraged his parents to make that move. Oh, youth, remember thy Creator in changing times. You today are faced with rapid change. It wasn't so rapid in my youth that, when I was a youth. In such a time, remember thy Creator. Governments are changing. Nations are being shaken. Electronic world has changed so quickly, nobody can keep up with it all. I know a lot of churches are trying to. And I would say your church can't speak to all the changes. Probably don't know about all the changes taking place out there. At least down our way, we don't. You must guard your spiritual life with godly wisdom. Society's views on God are changing. Views on marriage is changing. Many no longer want to commit to marriage. Living together. Economy is changing all the time. Churches are changing. In a world of change, youth, remember thy Creator. Those things we maybe thought would never change are changing very rapidly in our day. And that may even pick up speed. Yet we serve a God that doesn't change. Remember that. Satan likes to use that change to his advantage. We must be on our guard. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. When change does come, examine it to see if it passes the test of God's word. And move with caution. Don't move fast to just accept something just because some other professing Christians are doing it. And I remember the comment he made. I don't remember all about the message, but years ago, Brother Enos Heatwell, and some of you older ones would know him and remember him. And he was talking, he had a message one Sunday evening at Hepzibah, I think it was on, I'm not sure how he titled it, but it was a talk on values. And he made this comment, society is going down and you don't want to go with it. It's a good one for all of us to remember. Society is going down and you don't want to go with it. Following the crowd will take us where we don't want to go. Some fear being left behind if we don't change when society changed. And I had to think about Noah. He refused to follow the path of his society, and he and his family followed God, and they were saved alive when all the others lost their lives. Well, there's that, always that fear of being seen as different. It can be hard, especially for youth, being seen as different, and drives many to make unwise decisions. We like to feel acceptance. Joseph, in a world of change, remember God. In a time his world was being turned upside down, when tempted to sin, his reply was, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? God had not changed. His circumstances had changed. He was under extreme test there. But he said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? In a time when modern Christianity says it's okay to dress in modest, remember thy Creator. When modern Christianity says it doesn't matter what kind of music you listen to, you can listen to sensual country music, rock, pop, rap, whatever all that's out there that they're listening to, say that, remember thy Creator. When they say it's okay to feed on romance novels, ungodly music, movies, fashion magazines, whatever it might be, the like, remember thy Creator. When others around you are throwing away their plain dress for the fads and the fashions and you are tempted to follow, remember thy Creator. When many say your Bible is outdated, remember thy Creator. Change can be for good, but change can also be for wrong. O youth, tonight you change in light of God's word. Seek counsel from spiritual men and women who have walked and are walking with God. Don't trust your heart. It may deceive you. And you haven't had the years of experience that some older ones have. They can see things that you don't trust your heart only. It may deceive you. Remember, I am the Lord. I change not. O youth, remember thy Creator in prosperous times. Youth in America today live in a very prosperous time, I would say unsurpassed in history. Most youth today in America have a higher standard of living than youth maybe in all past history of our nation. Many of our youth still have very good paying jobs. I'm amazed at what some, of course, things have went up, but how much some things are paying. Many have cars, trucks loaded with all the extras, rooms filled with sports equipment, exercise equipment. Many have their own separate bedrooms. They fly across the sky with little thought to the cost to attend maybe a wedding of a friend or some reunion with friends that maybe they learned to know 3 weeks, 6 weeks in Bible school or whatever. Dining at expensive restaurants. Most have their own cell phones, computers, and the higher cost of fuel and all doesn't keep them from traveling hundreds of miles to be with their friends for a weekend. But now let me say something else. Our youth had no control over the fact that they were born at a time in history when there was much affluence, money, and things easy to come by. But what I want you youth to think about is, it's important you do not let these prosperous times take you away from God. You can't help it that you were born at such a time and it's all around you, but don't let such a time take you away from God. Remember to put God first. Give your time, your resources to His work. Help others in need. Don't just focus on yourself like a lot are doing in our day. We live in a land, yes, for a time here, it may soon change, but flows with land flowing, you might say, with milk and honey, an expression we use. A land that offers you all kinds of pleasures. In such a time, remember your Creator. Because one day He's going to ask you to give an account for how you used His gifts to you, what you did with your opportunity. In Deuteronomy 6, God warned His people to take the children of Israel to take heed that they not forget Him in their prosperous times. And it says, when I give you great and goodly cities, which you haven't built, houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, wells which you didn't dig, vineyards and olive trees you didn't plant, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Some questions maybe you ask yourself, what am I here for? What am I living for? Am I here to serve God or am I here to serve self? Am I here to live as kings live? King Nebuchadnezzar thought it all his, gotten by his power and wisdom. But he soon found out whose it really was, did he not? O youth, remember thy Creator in an evil time, a time when godly character is mocked, a time when good is spoken of as evil, a time of little or no absolutes, a time when justice is perverted, a time when purity is mocked, a time when false teachers abound, twisting the scriptures, a time when lustful, perverted men and women walk the streets. A time when the electronic media is full of filth. A time of moral corruption in leadership and government and in many of today's churches. A time when men are lovers of self. In such an evil time, youth, remember thy Creator. I would like to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 11 now, verse 9. It says, rejoice, O man, in thy youth, and let thine heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart in the sight of thine eyes. That sounds Pretty good, huh? But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. You can live as you choose, at least to a great degree, especially if you live in America. But remember, God will one day bring you to judgment, and you must give account. Yeah, I believe we will give account for all we do in this life. Oh, youth, remember thy Creator in troublesome times. It's a troublesome world we live in. Terrorist threats, natural disasters, many more than it used to be, seemed like political troubles in government and so forth. When it seems the whole world is against you, remember thy Creator. When a close friend has let you down, remember thy Creator. When others mock you, your stand on truth, remember thy Creator. When death takes away a loved one, remember thy Creator. When it seems not even your parents understand you, remember thy Creator. When trouble rises in the church and divisions take place. And when leaders fail you, remember thy Creator. O youth, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Others may teach you, instruct you in the way you should go. But what you do with God and what you do with your time, talents, and wealth is up to you. In 1 Samuel 2:30, the Lord has said, "Them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." And that there still stands today. I encourage you to give the Lord the strength of your youth in the prime years of your life. In a time of change, remember, He changes not. In prosperous times, do not forget Him and His work in your life. In an evil time, remember His commandments, follow His ways. In troublesome time, remember His promise to you. Whatever the time, forget not thy Creator. Don't cloud your hope, your trust, and your commitment to Him. And I believe the church of tomorrow will strongly reflect the conviction budding now in the hearts of our youth today. Be faithful today. There's a few verses I'll read from Hebrews 10 in closing. Hebrews 10, starting verse 23 to 25. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Let us encourage each other, especially our youth. They need it. Let us stand for prayer.